Good morning, everyone. My name is Richard Vance, Director of Development at Apex Construction. I'm thrilled to stand before you today to officially unveil our most ambitious project to date, the £12 billion Horizon Retail Development. Finding the appropriate site for a venture of this magnitude was our first hurdle. We initially considered a large plot out near the regional airport and even looked into acquiring some abandoned farmland on the city's outskirts. However, after much deliberation, we ultimately secured a massive plot where a car factory used to stand. It required extensive clearing, but it offers the perfect central location and excellent existing infrastructure. When it came to the architectural vision, we were adamant about not building just another boring shopping mall. Our lead architect initially toyed with the idea of mimicking an ocean wave to reflect the city's maritime history, but eventually the majestic curves of a mountain served as the definitive inspiration for the building's striking silhouette, grounding the enormous structure in the natural landscape. Sustainability is at the very core of the Horizon project. Traditional retail megastructures rely heavily on materials like concrete and glass, which we all know carry a heavy environmental cost. We've decided to pivot. While you will still see those materials used, our primary structural element will actually be timber, sourced entirely from sustainable forests, significantly reducing our overall carbon footprint. Inside, the visitor experience will be unparalleled. Sure, we'll feature sprawling food courts and a state-of-the-art multi-screen cinema, but the crown jewel, which visitors will undoubtedly gravitate towards, is a spectacular winter garden situated right in the central atrium. It will provide a lush green oasis for shoppers to relax in all year round, regardless of the weather outside. Commercially, the retail spaces are designed to be highly diverse. We are actively signing leases with major global fashion brands and high-end boutiques, but we're equally committed to nurturing the local economy. Instead of just filling the remaining units with multinational banks or standard chain stores, we are reserving 20% of our commercial space specifically for regional startups. We want to give innovative local entrepreneurs a platform to shine. Accessibility is another vital factor. We know all too well that adding a huge retail hub can cause traffic nightmares for the surrounding area. To mitigate this issue, rather than simply paying to widen the adjacent motorway, we've invested a substantial portion of our budget into building a direct link to the city's subway network. This ensures that thousands of shoppers can arrive seamlessly without needing a car. The economic impact on the region will be substantial. During the current building phase, thousands of tradespeople are employed on site. Looking long term, we are creating over 10,000 permanent roles. While senior management positions are relatively limited, the vast majority of these new jobs will be in customer service, providing a massive boost to the local employment sector. To manage a facility of this sheer size efficiently, we are embracing cutting-edge technology. You might expect a modern building to rely solely on a roof full of solar panels to stay green. Well, we do have those. We are actually implementing thousands of smart sensors throughout the entire complex. These will constantly monitor and adjust the heating and lighting in real time, drastically cutting down on energy waste. We also want Horizon to be a vibrant hub for the community, not merely a place to spend money. Therefore, alongside the retail outlets, we considered adding a private medical clinic. We ultimately decided against that, and instead we are building a state-of-the-art fitness centre that will be accessible to local residents at a highly subsidised rate. Finally, let's talk about the timeline. A colossal undertaking like this takes years to perfect. We initially hope to open the doors to the public in August of next year. Due to unpredictable global supply chain delays, that target had to be revised. However, I can now confidently confirm that the grand opening of Phase 1 will take place in October, just in time for the holiday shopping season. Thank you for your time.